We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Mike's Top 5 Tuesday is coming up momentarily. I'm sure Squidbilly will have some criticisms of the top five villains that he lists off. But before we get to that, let's talk about those Braves. They did lose yesterday in Miami 2-1. Drake Baldwin had a homer in the ninth. It just wasn't enough. But Strider had three hits in seven innings, struck out three, walked two. He did get his 600th career strikeout last night. And Snit said that Strider was looking a lot better.
I thought it was a lot better. It was really good. His fastball played better. It's just good to see him get out of that jam in the seventh inning. And, I think it's a good outing for him, really good outing for him. So maybe that's something that'll kind of spring him ahead and get him on, get him going.
Yeah, I get a chance to watch the ball jump out of his hand last night. It did look a little bit different. I think he was hitting his placement a little bit better, and just, again, stinks that we've had this resurgence of offense here in the second half and can't get much done for him last night. But nonetheless, I think it, like we've talked about for a number of weeks now, anytime you look at him and you look at everybody else on this roster, it starts to just look towards 2026 and figure out what the deal is.
Do we see him get to the seventh inning very often?
Doesn't feel like it.
Right? No. I always feel like it's like three or four.
Doesn't feel like it.
Well, he's never been overly efficient with his pitches because of his style. He's a strikeout pitchers will at times will go deep in counts a lot. And so he's always racked up a pitch count, but no, we don't, but it was nice to see last night. It was one of his better performances in a while, which was awesome to see. Doesn't get you anywhere. But that's fine. I thought, when you just want to see some improvement from him. And seven innings with only 95 pitches. And don't tell me, the Marlins suck. Well, they're a hell of a lot better than you right now. Not say hell.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Only three games, but they're still better.
That's what was heartbreaking about this loss last night. I was like, if they could sweep this series, they could get ahead of the Marlins in the standings. But
yeah,
it's 2025. So
I'd say the frustrating thing for me, and we all, prior to the year, or at least going through April, we all kind of had our relievers that we felt really good about, and mine was Pierce Johnson, and he gives up another tater last night. Although all of them really, they've had a lot of bullpen success over the last month plus, and we talked to Grant Friday about Raisel Iglesias, and would he be back in the fold? But it's like, oh man, doing so good, and then Pierce Johnson comes in the eighth, and you're like, okay, even if we could have scored one, you're going to go ahead and give up an extra home run and give them some insurance. So even when Drake Baldwin does the damage in the ninth, it wasn't worth anything. Yeah. So
the series continues tonight. Hurston Waldrop will be on the mound.
All right, Dylan. And as always, a reminder that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Can we get family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so we're going to do this a little bit different once we get to the top five. I'm going to see if you guys can guess, just based on one clue, who exactly is part of this reveal. Now, a couple things to talk about before we get there. First and foremost, the clips that I'm going to play, the audio clips. Some of these are a little bit hard to pull clips for when you talk about movie villains. You know what I mean? Like, some of them are actually, if you pull the right clips, kind of terrifying. Okay. If you pull the right ones. I'm like, do I want to give people these vibes at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday morning? Probably not. You're talking about some pretty dark stuff with some of these people. Not only that, but one in particular, you can't get through one sentence without at least three F words. So it's like, dude, I'm not going to pull
it. What kind of villains did you pull?
Yeah, that one's going to be quite an interesting one. All right, before I get Dylan to get to number five, here's my two honorable mentions. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Darth Vader. We good?
We're good.
We know that I haven't seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right, so don't come for me. All right. It just is what it is.
It's a good one.
I'm giving him an honorable mention because I am bowing down to the fact that everybody universally knows him as the villain.
Yes.
Right. All right. And also number two on that list, the only two honorable mentions, Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh.
Hannibal Lecter, obviously just fits right in that void of just villain, just dark dude. All right. So I put honorable mention, Darth Vader, Hannibal Lecter. Any issues so far?
I'm good with these.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they're on the list.
Okay.
I think they could probably be in the top five, but the fact that you have them on the list is, we're making progress.
All right, Dylan, play the sound.
Number five.
All right, this one is a criminal mastermind from West Germany. in a movie that was released in 1988.
Hans Gruber.
Play it, Dylan.
I assume you are a mysterious party crasher. You are most troublesome.
For a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
And when Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Oh, man, what a good line that is.
I'm surprised.
What a good line that is.
I'm surprised you went with that line. He's got so many good ones, but there's one he's like, he's wanting to nuke the whole building, Hans. He's like,
yeah.
When you steal so much, they will find you.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I was looking through cuts trying to play, and obviously when he says the yippee-ki-yay back to him,
yeah.
I was like, that one would be great, but obviously I can't play that. You know what I mean? Like, there was a bunch of them in there where I was like, oh man, I can't play that.
Mr. McClane. Yeah. Mr. John McClane.
I also almost played the scene where he introduces himself and calls himself Bill Clay. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When John finds him.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want anybody to get confused as what I'm talking about here. It's definitely Hans Gruber.
I'm glad that was on this. That's such a good. God, he's so good in that role.
So good in that role. He also has another villain role, which we'll get to in just a second. But Dylan, let's move on.
Number four.
All right. I'm just going to say this guy's real name and see if you guys can get it. In the movie, his real name is Roger Kent. Anybody know?
No.
Roger Kent is his actual name in the movie.
I am blanking.
Roger Kent. Okay, the movie was released in 1995. Does that help?
Roger Kent.
He's known by something else, but no, don't hit your mouse over there. I see what you're doing. Put the mouse away.
Take your hand off the mouse.
I have to.
Dylan, play the sound.
What'd you just call
him? He becomes a myth. A spook story that criminals tell their kids at night. Rat on your pop, and Kaiser Soze will get you. And no one ever really believes.
Do you believe in him, Verbal?
Keaton always said, I don't believe in God, but I'm afraid of him. Well, I believe in God, and the only thing that scares me is Kaiser Soze.
Woo! Come on! Come on! Kaiser Soze? Let's go!
What's
funny
is
The Usual Suspects.
I've not seen this one.
So, I haven't either.
Dude, when I went back there, Dylan was reading it. He goes, Keiser saw. I was like, oh my God, I was lost.
So the brilliance of the movie is that, and I mean, that movie's.
It's 30 years old, so you're good.
The brilliance of the movie is Kevin Spacey is sitting there, and he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's Kaiser Soze, and he's like. He's basically telling it as he's like another, just a part of it.
Yeah. And, he's Roger Kent.
And you don't realize it, and they don't realize it till he walks out the door.
So as I'm writing this tweet, do I write Roger Kent?
Kaiser Soze.
No, you write Kaiser Soze. Okay.
And that's why Roger Kent was the clue. All right. This next one's going to be pretty interesting because for most of the movie, you don't even know he's a villain.
Number three.
All right. This guy is an LAPD detective in a movie released in 2001.
I won't kill it like I did Hans.
Okay.
You don't want me to, right?
Do you know his name in the movie?
This is Alonzo.
Okay. Play it.
The sooner you can match what's in your head with what's going on in the real world, the better you're going to feel. In this business, you've got to have a little dirt on you for anybody to trust you. And when all this is behind you, there's going to be a whole other world that opens up for you. I walk a higher path, son. I can give you the keys to all the doors.
Oh, son, let's go.
Again, I'm
Detective Alonzo Harris.
I love some of these guys. You could have went
obvious. Is it cool that he's a villain?
What do you mean, is it cool that he's a villain?
Yeah, I mean, like, for most of it, he's just a
normal dude.
He's dirty.
Yeah, you know he's a villain most of the movie. Like, that's the entire movie.
It's the beauty of it.
The entire movie is Ethan Hawke's character having the internal conflict
of wanting
to be on that group, but also how much can he put up with the corruptness that is that team.
All right, let's move on, Dylan.
Number two.
This one follows nearly retired Detective Somerset and his new partner, Detective David Mills. Any guesses on this one?
This is not my wheelhouse.
Okay, fair enough. That's why I keep looking at Bo.
Is this seven?
But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, And we tolerate it. So we tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever seen this, Allie?
Good Lord, yes. That's such a good
yes,
movie.
Yes, I've seen Seven.
Oh,
the
man.
Way this movie ends, like, Amy had never seen this movie. We watched it before, and she was like, seriously?
Yeah.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
We watched it. We were not been together too long, I don't think.
It was nearly impossible to find a good cut from this one that wasn't terrifying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what am I going to play here? I'm not going to play the in the box part. Like, it's too early in the morning for people to be wrestling with those emotions.
Oh.
I'm not going to play that.
Dude, that, the way that movie ends.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Or Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's
all
John
these movies
Doe,
are
isn't
so
it?
Good. Yeah, his name's John Doe.
John Doe.
That's what he goes by, John Doe. John Doe's apartment, John Doe's, all that
you
stuff.
You better make sure they put Seven on there.
Yeah. And also, the middle, the V in Seven is a seven. All right, so, and I think this one's very clear, and Bo mentioned this one earlier. This actor secluded himself in a London hotel room for 6 weeks prior to his acting in this role.
I don't need to say it, right?
You don't need to say it. Go ahead and play it, Dylan.
Number one.
You see, a guy like me.
Freak.
A guy like me. Look, listen. I know why you choose to have your little group therapy sessions in broad daylight. I know why you're afraid to go out at night. The Batman. See, Batman has shown Gotham your true colors.
Let's
unfortunately.
Go. Hey, and that was a good cut, baby, from that. The Batman. Yeah. Is there? God, what an
Let me show you a magic
intro.
Trick.
Seriously.
Unfortunate.
So tragic.
Unfortunate, tragic into that because there might not have been a better actor for a better role in the history of movies. And he was such a good villain, man. But unfortunately, like I said, it was tragic. And but man, I just have to hit to tip my cap to Heath Ledger's Joker in The Dark Knight. That was just unbelievable. Unbelievable job by him.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was great. I mean, now, was that number one? Now,
yeah, that was
okay. I think the list is really good. I think it's probably your best top five list. However,
ever?
However.
I've done like 50.
However, it's a couple.
Who'd I miss?
Patrick Bateman.
Is that No Country for Women?
No, it's American Psycho.
Oh, interesting.
With what's my guy? Christian Bell.
Yeah.
Have you ever, you've seen American Psycho?
Yeah, I've seen it.
No.
Really good.
Oh,
it's been a
Allie.
While, but yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm one of those people where I'm like, there's so much bad in the world. Why don't I just watch a comedy?
I'm telling you. And when we get to football offseason, I'm telling you, we're going to do a homework. It's going to be a segment every week where we do a weekend homework for movies
then,
to watch.
And I'll go home and rewatch the movie because most of the time I've already watched it.
Exactly.
And just so I'm
you can
update,
be the assignment guy.
But Anton Chigurh is No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
To me, those are two of the best villains because they're absolutely sociopaths to the nth degree. Like, they are the top tier of sociopaths in movie villain is No Country for Old Men and American Psycho.
I'm just trying to figure out how Thanos didn't make the list.
That's the one I was going to say is missing. I mean, that was a 12-movie arc for that guy.
Yeah, or Loki, or I don't know. I don't know any of that, but... Yeah, cool.
Loki was a pawn, bro. Loki ended up being a good guy.
It's not my lane, bro. Sometimes you got to stay in your lane. Sometimes you got to stay in your lane.
I'm halfway joking about Thanos, but I mean, Thanos, you can't make an argument.
Loki is more like a Tony Soprano type. Like he's
like an anti-hero.
Yes, yeah. But Thanos is a very good villain. I do agree. He could have been an honorable mention.
He could have been, yeah.
Well, and we welcome more criticism to Mike's list within the wake-up call. If you have some
call
villains.
It feedback? Do we have
feedback.
To call it criticism?
Criticism, feedback.
What you call it for mine.
Suggestions, constructive criticism.
There you go.
How about that? 404-726-0929. Also, who needs to be on this 53-man roster at 4 o'clock today for the Falcons? Please call us right now. 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929MorningShift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.